So then, as you said, you took the plan to other rental companies.
Right. National Car Rental became our biggest customer. They were headquartered in Minneapolis. We had fleets of our rental cars all up and down the East Coast, down the South into Texas. I know we weren't west of Virginia. We stayed in the Southeast and South, you know, where the good weather didn't want to rust or, you know,
right.
Ice problems. We grew and it was a monumental number of cars.
Well, for the Broughton Company, would the leasing become even bigger than the selling of cars?
Much, 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 much bigger. We were the largest Pontiac dealership in the country by far.
Wow. So then all these car rental places were leasing Pontiacs from you.
Well, we had a deal with a Chevrolet dealer in Carolina, so we had Pontiacs and Chevrolets we would offer them.
All right. How long does this idea with Broughton last?
Clarity is Broughton, B-R-A-T-T-E-N.
You call it Broughton.
Right.
You know what? Up in North Dakota, there are people who call them Broughton, and that's why I said that.
Okay.
So, all right, got it. But it eventually comes to an end for Broughton.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We grew. We were the largest Pontiac dealer in the country by far. And we were leasing a bunch of Chevrolets, maybe not as many Chevrolets as Pontiacs, but nevertheless a big number of cars. And then I can't remember what year it was, but in the fall of whatever year it was, I want to say 62, I went in the office one day and Mr. Broughton called me in and he said, by then he was calling me Jose. Okay, that's a side of the story. And George Broughton hated cold weather. Oh man, let me tell you, if it got below 50 degrees, he thought he was going to freeze. So at that time, when it started getting cold, he'd take off for Florida someplace. I was still in high school, and I was dating his daughter one winter when they went to Fort Lauderdale. And there was a train, Seaboard, I think was a line. You could put your car on the train and pick it up in Fort Lauderdale. So you had a car in Lauderdale. At that time, I had bought a 1957 Pontiac, used one. And over the Christmas holiday, I drove it to Florida and drove them around. You know, he was my boss, but we got along. I went to the High Line Games. He'd rent a box and do all that stuff. It was a great experience. Anyway, he said, we're going to have a problem. I said, what's that? And he said, this outfit called Yellow Motors just bought a chunk of a leasing business from GMAC. And he said, I bet you they go in the business of leasing cars. And he said, right now they're truck leasing. It's going to be terrible competition. 6 months later, they were doing it. So we sold out of the car rental business and did well, but came out. You know, there was no future in it. Then I didn't know what I was going to be doing. And I had been leasing cars to a small rental car company called American International. They were headquartered in Dallas, had about 15 or 20 franchisees, and one of them was a customer of ours. He was also a member of the board of this company, American International. I went in to see him one day. He said, well, what are you going to be doing? I said, I don't know. He said, well, why don't you come talk to some of our people and we'll see. Maybe there's something for you to do. So I flew to Dallas and met with the board of directors of American International. One guy was from New Orleans, one from Houston, one from Dallas, one from Seattle. I think that was it. They said, we're establishing our company headquarters here in Dallas. Would you like to come to work for us? I said, well, what would I be? He said, you'd be the general manager. I said, okay. So moved to Dallas, went to work for American International.
You were married and had children by that time?
Yes.
So you moved the family to Dallas?
Yes.
Tell us about that experience. Did that pan out for you? Was that good?
It was good. Good people. Got to know them. We grew the company. I think we grew from something like 12 locations to 30, 35 in a pretty rapid time and term. It was good. I met some good people along the line and did well, made some money.
I have names here like Al Swanner.
Al Swanner was the New Orleans franchisee.
Arch McWhorter.
Houston.
And Jim Fillion.
Jim Fillion was an employee of National Car Rental in Minneapolis. I think he was sales manager, but we hired him to be the head of sales at American International.
So you had some solid people there, didn't you?
Yes.